Harper and Harper Audio present Bravelands, Thunder on the Plains, The Shattered Horn by Aaron Hunter, performed by James Foey. A note before we begin. For a map, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/Bravelands, Thunder on the Plains, The Shattered Horn. Prologue. The sound of laughter and trumpeting rang out from the watering hole as the three elephant calves splashed and squirted water at each other. Their mothers and aunts waded in the shallows, watchful for movement from the crocodiles, who lazed, seemingly disinterested, on the far side of the lake. Young Storm roared with laughter as she flopped over dramatically on her side, sending a huge wave splashing over her little cousins, Sunbeam and Ash. Sunbeam trumpeted and threw his trunk over his head. Droplets of water sprayed all around, sparkling in the clear afternoon sun. A few of them splattered a group of baboons who were drinking at the edge of the water, and they screeched, some in fury, others with laughter. A herd of gazelles were finishing up their visit to the watering hole and preparing to leave. A family of aardvarks snuffled around a nearby anthill, and starlings crowded the bushes along the bank. Great Mother Starlight gave a long, contented sigh. She felt her bones creak as she adjusted her position on the bank, the better to watch the young calves play. Her eyes weren't as sharp as they had once been, her trunk not quite as strong, not to mention the state of her knees. But she wouldn't have her youth back, not if it meant giving up everything she saw before her, her calves and grand calves and great grand calves, her time as Great Mother, the peace that mostly reigned in Bravelands at the end of it, as much as peace could ever be said to reign between predator and prey. There would always be family strife, ruthless competition for food, old resentments between creatures that flared up without warning. But there would be life, too. Some of it would not have thrived without her guidance, and wasn't that the best thing that could be said for any great parent's legacy? Her ears twitched and flapped as she heard someone in the crowd of animals use her title.
Well, let's ask the Great Mother!
A gazelle and a small band of baboons peeled away from the others and headed her way. The first baboon marched up to her with an air of smugness.
Great Mother, he said, tell this gazelle that there was never a great parent who was nothing but a shadow. That's ridiculous.
It's true, the gazelle snorted. I heard it from someone who knew someone who was in her herd. Tell him, Great Mother.
Starlight blinked slowly and flapped her ears to cool the sides of her neck. What are your names?
I'm Sprint, Great Mother, said the gazelle.
This is Pebble, Twig, and Trunk Middle Leaf, said the baboon, and I'm Mango High Leaf.
Not all stories of the great parents are true, she said, and saw Mango give Sprint another smug look. But they are all based on a seed of truth. I believe that Great Mother Prance guided Bravelands from beyond the stars after she gave her life, when the mountain erupted and the red rivers ran. Whether she was a spirit, a shadow, or something else, who can say? Mango's jaw dropped.
You mean the mountain really did explode? I thought that was just a story too. Where did you think the Black Rock Valleys came from? Sniffed Sprint. Not all the way from the mountain,
Mango snapped back. As I said, Starlight reminded them, lowering her trunk to gently rest on each of their heads. The truth may always lie somewhere we can't quite see. It's certainly an interesting tale, and we know it begins with the Great Mother losing her shadow, but failing to die, and becoming Prance herdless.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?